You know, there are issues there which are contemptible in actual fact, but it's a game of football, and we want to see our team playing, we want to continue with the match, and we'll try to put that behind us and go on with the football match. There is another issue though, Dave, which, you know, concerns me. Perhaps it's not as big an issue in terms of the political situation, but it's the coefficient and the points. We play Qatar, who are below us in the ranking. We can only lose by playing them in terms of our coefficient in Europe. We don't want to get into a very low-level pot for the future tournaments. And there's a risk of playing them, but we should be able to beat them, so that that risk shouldn't apply. But there is that danger that if we were to lose the game, and if Gordon were to experiment, as he probably would do a bit in a friendly match, and by any chance we lost, it wouldn't do our chances of getting up the ranking any good. And that concerns me. That's a football issue. And that concerns me as a football guy, probably, maybe wrongly, but probably as much as the other issue.
How important is Friday night's game to you?
Well, I don't think it's vitally important, but it's important to give the guys a bit of match practice. And I think, you know, to get the team together and play the way Gordon's got them playing is very, very helpful. And clearly, any matches they can get, and it's not easy to get international players with all the various club commitments, not easy to get them together. And it's an opportunity to get them together and to have a match before the very important game the following week.
Yeah, it's a chance to play for places, isn't it? For one of Scotland's most important games, I would think, for many a year.
Yeah, I think it's a very important fixture in Dublin. And, you know, I genuinely don't feel too much recognition would be given to a guy who had a wonderful game against Qatar, a home fixture at Easter Road against Qatar. I think Gordon will know his team, I'm sure. And this, I would guess, would be a game to give match practice to the lads and to perhaps confirm some of the things that he wants to do in the international match, the important one, the shape of the team, some set pieces. And, you know, the opposition will watch set pieces, but very important or of equal importance is defending them. And Gordon's been very good at that. I've watched Scotland defending corners, defending free kicks, even defending throw-ins. And they're very, very well versed in what to do. Now, it's just a confirmation. You've got another game to play and you do all the right things well again. And you're ready then for the very... I don't think we can underestimate how important this game is.
A chance maybe for Gordon to give one or two fringe players the opportunity to show what they can do on the international stage. Dare I say, Mark Reynolds?
Well, obviously, I have a highest regard, as you know, for Mark Reynolds. And he's been very patient. He's gone there and he's not been used. He's been on the bench and he's not brought him on. And I thought there was an occasion, I think, down the plane, was it Nigeria? Down in London, they had a game. And it would have been a great chance to give Mark a run in the team and give him a cap. I always feel that you're better to give guys like that a cap so that when they're playing their first competitive game, it's not their first international. And the opposing manager looks at the list of players and looks at caps earned so far, and he sees a nothing. He says, well, this is a novice, this guy. He's not played international football. We'll maybe take advantage of that. That's particularly true if it's a goalkeeper. But, you know, Mark's not a goalkeeper. But it would be good, I think, if Gordon would give him a cap. But you know, I respect Gordon greatly. And what he does, I don't think we could find any fault with so far. But if you're an Aberdeen fan, and as I am, and a Mark Reynolds fan, you look at it from a different perspective and you say, we surely should have Mark Reynolds getting an international cap.